You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Femi O'Kay. A story that really shocked me this morning. I'm just going to get some more information from the BBC's Lucy Bailey. A United States judge has ruled that lawsuits can go ahead against several large companies accused of helping South Africa's apartheid-era government. Now, that government actually ended 15 years ago. The computer giant IBM, Ford and General Motors are among those facing demands for damages from thousands of apartheid victims. The BBC's Lucy Bailey has more. Lucy, tell me about this lawsuit. What's happened?
Well, this is actually a big class action lawsuit that has been going on, was actually started in 2002. So that's 7 years ago. And when it began, it was really huge. There were more than 50 companies involved and the plaintiffs were claiming more than $400 billion in damages. And what's happened yesterday, in fact, Wednesday, are two things. The judge, this is the a New York judge at the lowest level of the US federal system, has decided to rule out several more companies as defendants. As we've gone along in the last 7 years, lots of defendants have fallen away. She's ruled out yet more, only leaving five. She said that businesses who were, quotes, merely doing business with South Africa's apartheid regime that's not enough to just have been doing business. You have to be doing more than that. And the other thing she's done, the very important thing she's done, is she has refused to dismiss claims against five companies. She's rejected basically arguments from six different governments, South Africa, the United States, the UK, Germany, Switzerland and Canada, who had all argued in this case that these cases should be thrown out because they were bad for international relations. So that's what's happened.
So where are we now? What happens next?
Well, what happens next is likely to be an appeal against this decision because, as I say, this is at a low level and this could go up to the Court of Appeal and ultimately to the Supreme Court. But what's interesting, what's really significant legally about this is that this judgment, and if it's affirmed higher up, this line of judgments will clear the very last legal hurdle against these claims going ahead on the facts. So if it clears this line of cases, it can then go to a trial and the facts will be looked at and witnesses will be heard.
So we're looking at some big companies here, IBM, Ford, General Motors, hopefully they'll still be around. What kind of damages could be demanded?
Oh, good heavens. I mean, that is one of the great unquantifiables in these cases, because although all these other companies have fallen away, there's not really a figure or a number of plaintiffs attached to these cases. Both, we are now down to two lawsuits. There used to be many, many more than this. There used to be 10. But there's still big class actions, both of them, which basically both cover all black people who lived in South Africa under apartheid and may have suffered all kinds of damage. So, you know, it's impossible to put a figure on it. I should also point out that as well as the three big American firms you've mentioned, there's Daimler, the German car manufacturer, and a German parent company of a Swiss arms manufacturer. The German parent company is called Rheinmetall. And they've all been alleged to have aided and abetted South Africa's apartheid government in violations of international human rights law. So there's also not much precedent in terms of what kind of compensation you award for this, because it's not straightforward monetary compensation. It could be punitive, all this kind of thing. There's a lot up in the air here.
Lucy Bailey, you've raised a lot of questions. We will check in with you again to see the progress of this trial, but thank you very much for giving us that update. And the update is a US judge has ruled that lawsuits can go ahead against several large companies accused of helping South Africa's apartheid-era government. And those companies include IBM, Ford and General Motors. They're just a few of the large companies facing damages for thousands of apartheid victims. You're listening to The Takeaway.